And we're listening to another podcast on New Radio Sports. And joining us right now is the head coach of Luxembourg Casco Spartans, Neil Searing. And coach, first off, congratulations on another big win against Waupaca, 49-7 last Friday night. And the boys really kind of responded after coming back from a very tough game against Ashwaubenon and played probably one of the best all-around games from the season that I saw.
Yeah, it was a good game from all standpoints. And, you know, after a tough Ashwaubenon game, you know, it was good to kind of get things rolling again. And we're going to have another tough contest again for Wenatchee. So it was good to get everybody in the game and play well and come up with no injuries. So that was a success.
Right. And now, you know, changing gears a little bit, you know, to get ready for tonight's, you know, or Friday night's game against Menasha. You know, big test here. They're a team that likes to run the ball. They've got two big weapons that have put up some big numbers this season. But just talk about the challenge that Menasha presents to your team going into the Level 3, Division 3 game tonight.
Well, they're a great squad. I mean, they've had a great year. They play in a big conference with bigger schools, and quarterback is talented. He can run, he can throw. Coach's kid, so you know he's going to be smart and be very, very good mental part of the game. And then the running back is exceptional. He had 400 yards, yes, last week, and those two guys, I think, combined for like 3,600 yards a year. So they definitely have the talent to do a lot of good things, and they have a good offensive line, and defense has been solid. So it's a big challenge, probably the biggest challenge we will face all year, but we've also faced other challenges, so hopefully that's prepared us for some adversity and how to handle things and how to respond correctly.
Yeah, when you look at it, you guys are the number one seed, Menasha number two. Having that home field advantage again for the third level game, just speak to that and the atmosphere that the Luxembourg Casco Sports Complex has had the last few weeks.
Yeah, I think it's been great for our communities. I think it's been great for the kids and the families, you know, again, after last year not having, you know, as many people come to games. So I think it's been great for all high school sports. And I don't know if it's an advantage. I hope it is. I can't, you know, foresee anything going wrong. But I feel like, you know, turf and grass, I don't know if that's going to be a big deal or not. But, you know, we've been playing on our field. And it's nice to be home. It's nice to be in your locker room and do those things. And I think it's our first Level 3 game we've had here at Luxembourg Casco at home. So, you know, it's an opportunity. We're blessed to have it. We're going to make the most of it and see what we can do.
Very good. And, Coach, finally, just talk about what this season means to you. You never know. It's kind of like sudden death when you get to the playoffs here. It could end any time. But what a ride this year with the kids going 9-0 in the regular season and then winning first two playoff games. Just speak to that. And it's a little early to reflect on it, but just to this point, what it's meant for you and the program.
I think it's meant the world to me. You know, like I said, 2 years ago I wasn't even going to be coaching, and then all of a sudden, you know, everyone kind of just stepped up, and the players and the coaches all kind of came together as a brotherhood, and we've really taken that to a new level, and it's a belief that, you know, it's not just words, and just coaching for me in general. When I got into it, it was about, the, you know, inspiring change and giving someone that, you know, that loves and cares about them and wants to be a positive light in their life, and I, as long as I've done that and I live on my purpose, I'll never be embarrassed about anything that we've done as a program. And I think these kids have done a lot. Win or lose, they'll know that I love them, and that will never change. So I can't be more proud of what we've accomplished, and hopefully we can keep going further. But these guys have really done a great job as leaders, of men and as a brotherhood, and I'm very proud and blessed to coach these kids.
Well said, Coach. Best of luck tonight, and we'll join up with you in the post-game show.
Thank you, Paul.
That's Coach Neil Searing, Luxembourg Casco Spartans. You're listening to a podcast on New Radio Sports Network.